Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Verdugo comes around, the runner on second base, which I still can't wrap my mind around the fact that that is baseball rules now, where you just get the runner on second.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it, too.
I don't think anyone likes it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The people that probably work concessions at the stadium probably like it, because they're like, all right, we can, you know.
Time to go.
Yeah, we're going to get a two-hour and 27-minute game, and we'll all roll from there.
Hey, so, give Iglesias some credit last night.
Yeah.
Because he comes in and he pitches is a perfect 10th inning in reality. I think he had two strikeouts and a ground out in that inning to get out of that situation.
Yeah, he was solid. That's a good point. He does come away with a win last night. I think it was it your buddy Daisbo Hernandez that gives up the run in the eighth, Bo?
Yeah, he did. He had this weird inning for him. He gave up two hits, an earned run, and struck out the side in between all that. So, yeah.
Obviously awesome night last night for the Atlanta Braves. They come away with a 2-1 victory. It did, and Allie has talked me down a little bit on this today, where I'm like, you know, I'm coming in a little bit sappy. Bo and I we were in our feelings to start the show because neither one of us slept last night for very different reasons. I have a battle of gout that is of titanic proportions, and Bo had to change wet diapers and spit up and everything else last night.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird, Mike, and you've prepared me a little bit, but it's a guessing game.
Dude.
Oh, is your diaper dirty? Oh, it was. Okay, that's it. Yeah. Oh, no, that's not it. Your outfit is your shirt got a little wet when you spit up. I'll just go ahead and change your entire thing.
Yep.
Oh, that's not it?
Yep.
Oh.
Every day is a different set of circumstances. You just really never know. And then you start getting to the I'm not even going to do that. You start getting to the leap phase where you start reading those books and you're like, your kid's in his 1 month leap. You're like, why are you crying all day? Your kid might be in their 1 month leap, and you're like,
what is a 1 month leap?
Yeah, it's this is new.
The leaps are, and we are so far off topic, but it's okay because that's what we do. The leaps are things that what happened when your kid learns new things. Like all of a sudden, there's a leap, and I can't remember what month it is, but you have a leap at a certain point where your kid has started to understand that when you leave the room, that you still exist.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There's a bunch of them like that over the course of the first year or two of their life where it's like your kid, you know, can only see more than, you know, can't see more than 3 feet to start their life. And then like a week in, they're like, oh, wow, I can see 10 feet or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's different leaps throughout your kid's life where they learn things. They learn maybe, I don't know, colors, or they learn you're to look into your eyes or whatever it is. Like there's just different leaps along the way. And when they go through leaps, it causes them to stay up at night because they're learning new things. They don't want to go to sleep. They're just learning different things as they stare at a ceiling. So, yeah, it's like you'll have days where you're like, it's not the diaper, not the bottle. I don't know what's going on. And then you read this book and they're like, it might be a leap. And you're like, oh, God.
Well, and some don't they just learn that crying brings you back in the room?
Yes. Yes. So they are training you in a certain way.
Yes.
They are training you.
Well,
in a certain
I try to fight that a little bit.
Yeah.
But 1 a.m., it's, you know, when you're, you know your sleep is limited anyways because you wake up at 3 a.m. every morning. And you try to just do whatever it takes, you know. Mm-hmm. But I try. Amy's got this thing now where she puts her one of those. You might have one of those. Where basically it holds the baby to your chest and you can walk around with it.
Yeah. It's like a baby Bjorn, but it's not.
Yeah. We don't have the $900 version. Yeah. We have the TikTok knockoff or whatever. but it works like a charm.
Yeah. Can I tell you something sad about those things? My kids refused to, because I tried. I was like, I'll put this thing on. Strap the kid to the front of me. My belly or my midsection was a little bit wider than they probably were comfortable with. The kids did not want to be strapped in that thing with me.
Aww.
They're like, Dad's a little too big. Hips are a little too wide. I'm not here for this, man.
Hey, pork chop. I did. I put her in it the other day, walked across the street, and worked like a charm.
That's the best, man. That's when you start worrying about going to the bar. You take a shot, spill a little fireball on her head. You're like, hey, you're all right, kid. Yeah, wipe it off. a little margarita spill. Yeah, all right, pork chop.
Learning a lot about Mike today.
Yeah. Well, you're all good. Anyways, man.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment. Don't even go there.
No, I'm not.
Let's get back to the Braves and Chris Sale last night. Obviously, 10 strikeouts, six and two-thirds innings, 112 pitches for Chris Sale, which stuck out to me in a big way. Comes back out for the seventh. I think he was already at 99 when he comes back out for the seventh. Talked about my conversation with Grant covering this with AJ Smith-Shawver. I just get a little weary. We are not technically in a six-man rotation yet, Bo, but Chris Sale getting to 112 is kind of one of the eye-openers from last night.
It is, but, you know, after hearing what Sale talked about how he's not afraid to lower the velocity at times, and I thought last night he kept his velocity up for most of the night. He was great, man. He pitched out of trouble in the first inning, and then in a couple more innings he got himself in some trouble, and he was very – I don't know, Allie, when you were watching it, did you notice when he came off the field, he was not happy with the home plate umpire and some of the calls he got late, and he kind of made it known. He did some jawing as he walked off, and maybe that's what I thought anyways. Maybe I was wrong on that thought. Maybe he was just upset himself, but he definitely looked towards the home plate umpire and was not happy with some calls. But that's a Chris Sale I need, because he was edgy last night. He had his good stuff. He wasn't afraid to let it rip a little bit, but I do still think the best thing for he and Strider is a six-man rotation. And even Elder and Schwelly and A.J. Smith-Shawver, as they go longer innings, because Smith-Shawver pitched eight innings, longest he's ever pitched in a pro game.
Yep. Here is Brian Snicker talking about that outing from Chris Sale.
He was really, really good again. Yeah, it's kind of like vintage Chris Sale now. Last two or three times out, it's been really, really good. And you saw he came out, you know, velocity was really good early. Slider was really good again. You know, he was just, yeah, really good.
This is one of the reasons that wins and losses for a starting pitcher is one of the most unfair statistics in all of sports. Because you can go out and throw 112 pitches of lockdown baseball in 7 2/3. And Raisel Iglesias, great outing, but he comes away with the win. It's a little bit shallow.
It's why the voters took a stand. It was like 17 or 18 or 19 Cy Young Award with Jacob DeGrom. And he had, I think he was like 9-11 or something that year.
Yeah.
And his ERA was ridiculously low. And all of his numbers were ridiculously low, but he had a losing record. And I'm going to look up the Cy Young year. And he won the Cy Young anyways. They didn't care. And I think it was his 19th year that he did it. But they don't care anymore. They're not looking at the wins like they used to.
Yeah. It is weird, too, because we talk about that 20-win plateau, and it just seems non-existent these days. Like, you know,
he was 11-8 that year, Mike, but, I mean, he had a 2.43 ERA. He was sick. I mean, 18, he was 10-9 with a 1.7 ERA.
Mr. DeGrom.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that was 18 and he won it. The year he won it was 2018. He was 10-9 with a 1.70 ERA.
Yeah. It is interesting, too, that we're talking about, you know, how unfair the wins and losses column is for Chris Sale after such a good outing last night. I never thought that we'd be talking about that with the Atlanta Braves this year. I know that, you know, you had holes and you didn't know what you were getting offensively, but I think we all kind of thought that the starting rotation would be more of a red flag. And here we are. Obviously, May 7th, talking about, hey, the offense has left Chris Sale down once again. I just didn't imagine that was going to be a topic.
Well, it's been in ebbs and flows, though, too, because the rotation was meh to start, and they couldn't hit. And then they started hitting, and the rotation was still a little bit iffy, other than Schwellenbach early. And now the rotation, other than Schwellenbach, has really been solid, and your hitting is still a little bit – it went back to meh. But I'll tell you this, Mike, we didn't expect to have Spencer Strider come back and start one game and immediately go back on the IL.
We didn't expect
Yerkson Profar to be suspended not even a week into the season.
Yeah.
You know,
are we halfway through that yet? No, we're at 35 games. Yeah, not quite.
I think it's late June when he comes back. You didn't you didn't expect Jared Kelnick to just do whatever it was that he did,
and
now
Buford. He's
not on the team. You honestly didn't expect Verdugo and Eli White to be your corner outfielders on May 7th.
Yeah, completely agree. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We come back, continue some of that Kyle Pitts conversation we had earlier. What does he need to do to make sure that he is in Atlanta long term? We also got a life of Squid.
I'll tell you why we won't have a Triple Crown winner this year.
Ooh.
Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.